Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
With you, but do you have a green beer there on the board with you?
No. I'm wearing a green quarter zip sweatshirt, but I do not have a green. I think that's frowned upon even on St. Patrick's Day to drink.
Really?
Especially at the beginning of your shift, maybe more towards 5:30.
Jeez. I mean, I drink on the air all the time, so I don't know what they're complaining about. But I hope everybody is having an enjoyable St. Patrick's Day. We are going to share a St. Patty's Day cocktail. We will give you a great recipe. If you've not started and you are waiting till after work, we'll share that with you in the 5 o'clock hour. It is also the holiday of Purim. So if you see people dressed up walking around town, those are religious Jews that are celebrating the holiday of Purim. It's sort of the Jewish Halloween. People dress in costume and they have parties and give gifts and eat candy and all of that stuff. So I will share a little bit about that in just a moment. I'm also hearing today is a big day because our own Dave Lee was inducted into the Broadcasting Hall of Fame today. My initial reaction was, what took him so long? The man is a legend. What were they waiting for? Maybe they were waiting for him to retire. But our Dave Josephson, put a call into Dave if he's not too retired today. Hopefully he'll be joining us a little bit later on the show to talk about his induction into the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. And a big mazel tov to him. Of course, deserved, was deserved decades ago. So I will be very excited to chat with Dave Lee a little bit later. But up next, we're going to check in with Joe Lindsley. Joe Lindsley is on the ground in Lviv, Ukraine. You heard our own president call President Putin a war criminal in Russia. We heard the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, address our Congress yesterday. We will check in with Joe Lindsley next, streaming on Facebook and Twitter on CCO and on radio next. Welcome back. Again, I breathe a sigh of relief every time I see and hear or chat with my next guest. Joe Lindsley is an independent journalist on the ground in Lviv, Ukraine. We're currently streaming this on the Facebook and Twitter for CCO, but you can also, of course, hear us on the radio. Joe, I'm thrilled to see you.
Hey, likewise, Jordana. We appreciate how you can help share the stories of what's happening here in Ukraine.
I asked you during the break, do you feel safe? Share your response, what you told me.
Well, yeah, I don't know what safe means. I would say I feel, to quote Ray Bradbury, or I guess Shakespeare originally, but something wicked this way comes. That's what we feel here.
Yesterday, we saw Volodymyr Zelensky address our Congress. He got a standing ovation. He begged for the U.S. to be a leader and to close the skies. We have not done that. But President Biden did say, of course, he gave more billions of dollars to Ukraine, and also said that Vladimir Putin was a war criminal. Does that mean anything to you? Does that help you by stating that?
I mean, it should in a way, and it's interesting. Here in the city of Lviv, there were two lawyers from Lviv who codified the terms genocide and crimes against humanity for the Nuremberg trials after World War II. And so that idea of war criminal really resonates in this city because of the Holocaust, because of things that happened here. But I think Zelensky made a very compelling case and very reasonable case. He said, please close the skies. But then he said, look, if you're not going to do that, we offer you an alternative. Give us aircraft. You have amazing aircraft that can protect the skies of Ukraine. And so he gave, sort of a much milder option, which would not require NATO forces to fire upon Russian aircraft. But Washington did not meet either of those demands. And I will say that speech to Congress, the thing that moved me the most, I watched it at a cafe here in Lviv with some people I knew around me. And Zelensky played a video showing these war crimes, showing the attacks upon civilians, which that has been the nature of this war since day one, which is so hard to believe. I mean, Russia has not abided by any idea of standards of warfare. And in that video, Zelensky's team played the music of Skorik, the great Ukrainian composer who died in 2020. He was a composer of the Carpathian Mountains. His music, I would go to the Carpathians and go to the forest and listen to this peaceful, serene music that reflects sort of the gentility of this country. And the contrast of that music with the horrible scenes we saw I was crying. Everyone at the cafe was crying. And I would imagine a lot of people in Congress were. And so Zelensky, even though they're under fire and under threat in Kyiv, they put everything they could into this speech to Congress to really make the case. They keep trying, and I think they're not desperate. There's still hope. Jordana, I will say we had in our newsroom. It's hard to keep track of the days here. It's day 22, I guess, of this. But 2 days ago, we had three soldiers showed up in the Foreign Legion, an American and two Brits. And these are the first people I've spoken with in English who had been in the trenches outside of Kyiv, and we got a real picture. And one of these guys had been in Afghanistan, a hardened Marine. He said, nothing in my Marine Corps career prepared me for the horrors I have seen, prepared me for how awful it is. But the one good thing, he said, is the bravery of the Ukrainians. He said, it's nothing he's ever seen. I've only read about it in Kipling and Hemingway. And so we're here in this very dramatic moment, and we have, some guys in these trenches don't have socks. So they're getting trench foot like in World War I. They do have great anti-tank capabilities from the Brits and the Americans. Again, the skies are vulnerable. And that's why we see the cities of Kharkiv. The market in Kharkiv, where I was just a month ago, was nearly destroyed today. It looks like apocalyptic scenes. Mariupol continues to suffer. It's under siege. And yesterday, the theater that was sheltering women and children was attacked by Russian airstrikes. And so that's why the Ukrainians keep saying, please close the skies or give us better aircraft. And that was his message, and we'll see how Washington answers.
You're in Lviv. What is it like there? I know it's nighttime now. What is it like there? What is your day like every day?
Well, we keep our newsroom staffed 24 hours, this is a room of volunteers for the Ukrainian Freedom News, LvivLab.com, and people sleep maybe 3 or 4 hours, and they're so committed to sharing the truth and to fighting the information war. Lviv is very strange, Jordana. I love this city. It's a cafe society city, but everything's so different now. There's so many strange people walking around. Media and diplomats, but we've also told potentially lots of Russian operatives. We know that. Sort of a lot of people believe that Vladimir Putin loves the city of Odessa, but that he hates Lviv because this is the center of Ukrainian language and culture. And so there's no sense that even though this is a beautiful city, like a little Paris, that it might be protected the same way, Hitler did not attack Paris. So in Lviv now, all of the beautiful statues on the streets are being covered in metal frames and boarded up. But even while this was happening yesterday, the symphony orchestra gathered in the main square to play Beethoven. So they still try, the artistic and sort of cultural soul continues here. I think people need that for strength to face this threat.
As you mentioned, it is day 22, and you mentioned strength. How are people holding up? And also, do you have supplies? What can Americans do? What are your needs?
Yeah, I think, well, look, talking with these the Americans and the Brits who have been the Marines that have been fighting in the trenches, we see that, you know, all this emotional outpouring, but if you can't have proper helmets and socks, even and food for the guys in the trenches, there's a major problem. And that's one thing I think. And here we see a role for media. I see it as a role for media because we hear these stories and we have to share them and help connect, you know, sort of connect the dots here. So there is need for these basic things to get to the guys in the front line. You know, we've had the satellite phones coming and the weapons coming, but we can't forget these basic items. And as these guys that were in the front told me, I mean, the Russian soldiers, they feel bad for them. I mean, they hear the cries of Russians who have been abandoned, who are wounded, and the Russians do not bury their dead and they do not gather the wounded, which is something that anathema to sort of civilized societies. And the only thing the Russians have is equipment and tons of bodies. And what the Ukrainians have is bravery. And what everyone here has told me on these past days, if they just had some better equipment and ways to stay warm in these cold nights in the trenches, they could be so much more effective. And so while there is a need, certainly for closing the sky, there is also a need on the ground to make sure these guys are well supplied.
So I understand that's part of our government pitching in and helping, but there are so many people, so many fellow human citizens that want to help you. Are there organizations that we can donate to? Are you taking donations for the people that are around you?
Yeah. So one thing, there are major, you know, and we talked about this before, when you see like $1 billion coming this way, and I'm always saying, okay, well, how do you actually see that manifested in real life? Right. And so one thing we're doing, so people want at LvivLab.com, we have Bitcoin and PayPal portal. So one of my friends last year was named top 10 bartender in the world by Diageo. He's not a bartender now. He's working for Ukraine. When he hears of a group of 10 or 20 soldiers who are going to the front and they have no equipment, they have no utility vest, not even bulletproof vest, just utility vest. He and his team work to supply these guys. And so we are working to get sort of small sums of money to plug these essential gaps. To make sure these guys are well, the whole world is talking about it, but what it comes down to, as I really realized in that conversation with the Marine, Mexican-American Marine, is that it comes down to the guys in the trench who are taking the bullets and holding the ground to protect, in this case, to protect Kyiv. So what we're trying to do now is organize, how do we get small sums of money to fortify those people who have to go immediately to the front?
And I think as on this side of it, that's what we want to see, too. We can, you know, post as much as we want and write our congresspeople as much as we want, but they're often not working as quickly as we would like them to work to help you. So what can we do? We can send money. So we will check out Lviv Lab, which we're following anyway. And if people want to help, that's certainly where they can help. Personally, Joe, how are you?
I'm an Irishman. Today's St. Patrick's Day. Normally it's a time of celebration. But I've also realized as an Irish and American, the Irish are the great, you know, Irish struggled for centuries with English oppression, and similar parallels with how the language and the religion and the culture were suppressed. I was thinking a lot about this today. And every speech of Putin, he wants to annihilate the Ukrainian language, the culture, the people. Ukrainian language is such a gentle language. They don't even have swear words. They have to use Polish, English, or Russian to swear. So it really is a serene people that has been attacked and invaded. And so I'd say I feel that I'm meant to be here. Absolutely. Lviv is becoming very strange right now. It's probably the most intriguing city in the world now because so many strange people are convening here. A lot of great and amazing people. But we have to be very careful these days.
Mm-hmm. Joe, today is also the Jewish holiday of Purim. Purim is a holiday where the Jews escaped genocide by an evil king and his evil right-hand man. So today is a day to celebrate somebody who is trying to commit genocide and failed. And I have been thinking about the people of Ukraine as we celebrate the holiday of Purim. And I've been thinking a lot about you. And I just see those side-by-side analogies. And I know the Ukrainian people will be victorious as the Jews were back in ancient Persia.
Well, after we get off this, I'm going to write a story. And I was going to write about my emotions on St. Patrick's Day. And now I will add this idea of Purim. And I thank you for that.
Yeah. Oh, it does my heart good to see you. I know you and I keep in touch on Instagram, so we go back and forth. But I always want to bring you to the listeners because people are invested in your story. They're invested in Lviv Lab and your reporting. So we'll keep checking on you. Okay, Joe?
So, Dana, thank you. Do pobaczenia from Ukraine.
From Ukraine. Yes, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Joe Lindsley, check out Lviv Lab. If you are so inclined, feel free to donate. You know, we trust Joe. We've known Joe since the beginning. Hopefully he will get supplies or help where it needs to go. I also follow him on Instagram at JP Lindsley. I always post our conversations there on my Instagram at Jordana Verde. So quick break, and we'll wrap up this hour on CCO.
Hour, but my goodness, that conversation with Joe Lindsley was just making me tear up. I am grateful every time I see him. I feel like we have this friendship now through WCCO Radio. We have, you and I are invested in Joe and Lviv Lab and his entire staff over there. So it's just crazy. David, do I take this to 45 or should I get out? I'm going to take it to 45. When we get back, yes, we will tell the story of Purim. We will also be joined by Todd Walker, who on a completely different tangent from what Joe is going through, is in St. Paul and enjoying St. Paddy's Day. So we are going to check in with Todd Walker. He says it's loud, it's drunk, it's busy where he is, and we'll do a St. Paddy's Day quiz. That's coming up at 4:30. So the news is next on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.